Hello, and welcome to the Fuel Run Recover podcast, helping everyday runners fuel better, run smarter, and recover faster so you can reach your full performance potential. I'm your host, Stephanie Natchek, dietitian, fitness coach, and a fellow runner too. As the owner of Stephanie Natchek Performance Nutrition, I've spent the last 10 years helping runners learn to fuel their bodies, level up their running performance, and establish healthier relationships with food and exercise. If you're ready to reconnect with your love of running, then let's get started on today's episode. To today's episode, where we are going to be talking about motivation and specifically what to do when you are feeling unmotivated. And this is something that I think every runner has or is going to go through at some point in time. If you always feel 100% motivated towards your goals and towards your training, then you know that's absolutely fantastic and honestly pretty amazing. I think for the vast majority of us, you know, we know we've experienced that motivation can really ebb and flow, perhaps more for some people versus others. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and why that might be the case and of course, how to navigate it. But I want to start today's conversation with talking a little bit about what is motivation, right? What, how do we sort of define motivation? I think we all have a little bit of an inherent understanding of what that word means sort of personally for us, but in sort of, you know, the classic or maybe sort of technical definition, motivation can be the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a certain way, or it's also defined as the need to achieve your goals or needs. So basically, you know, motivation is really talking about why we do certain things, what is the purpose behind certain actions that we take, and what's dictating the actions that we take. So it can come down to what we often refer to as like your why. You probably hear that a lot when we're talking about health and fitness and stuff like that. You know, what is your why? And that is really digging into someone's underlying motivation and the reason why they want to achieve certain goals, why they want to reach certain things in their lives. But also motivation is looking at, you know, sort of the inner drive that we have towards working towards things. So it can be defined in a couple of different ways, but that's what we're sort of talking about when we use the word motivation. So why might somebody lose motivation? Like, we have these goals, we have maybe signed up for a race, we've got a training plan, you know, we've got this schedule and these workouts that we're supposed to do, and we find ourselves feeling unmotivated or losing motivation. There can be a lot of different reasons why we might be feeling this way. And part of what I want you to take away from today's episode is to be able to check in with yourself and see what's going on behind your lack of motivation. Like, what is the reason for the lack of motivation? And what action steps can we take based on that? And this is because depending on the reason why you might be feeling unmotivated at any particular point in time, we have different things, different action steps that we need to take to maybe recover from that. The first reason why somebody might lose motivation would be that they're just feeling burnt out. So maybe you aren't really seeing results from the training that you're doing. You're not seeing changes or improvements or getting where you think you should be going based on the actions that you're taking. But when we're talking about burnout, it can also be a matter of just simply focusing on the same goal for far too long. And we see this a lot with people who are, you know, sort of chronic or habitual distance runners, you know, marathon after marathon after marathon or half marathon or ultra marathon, whatever it might be. But people who are doing a lot of very long distances and they're always training for a big long race. So they're always training for marathons. They're always in those race cycles. There's not a lot of downtime or off season in between training for these big distance races. It's always just a lot of volume, and it's always these sort of similar workouts that they're following. So focusing on the same goal for too long can also lead us to start to feel a little bit unmotivated and just kind of stale with our training plan, and just, you know, we're doing the same thing over and over and over again. We start to get a little bit bored with it. And that's a totally normal response. It doesn't make you less of a runner. It doesn't make you less disciplined. It doesn't make you less committed. It doesn't make you a bad runner to sometimes feel like you just need a bit of a change, and to sometimes feel like you just want to do something different, take a step back, give yourself a little bit of a break. The expectation that we all run as many miles as we possibly can every week, all the time, every month, every year, just doesn't make any sense. There is no other sport where we see that taking place, right? Every other athlete from every other sport has an off season, has a time when they're not playing, has a time when they're working on developing other skills. You know, that's just part of the nature of sport. But with these types of things, you know, road races, trail races, triathlons, where we see so many recreational athletes competing, there are events and races happening everywhere, all around the world, every month of the year. There isn't this just collective off season that we all sort of take the way that we do, like, you know, in professional sports. And so this is what can lead a lot of people to just continually sign up for events and just always be in that race training cycle, is the fact that, yeah, there's always an event going on somewhere in the world that we can travel to and go sign up for. So that's the first thing. You know, it might be that we are just feeling burnt out and low in motivation. But the other problem might be that we are relying solely on our motivation to get us through from registering for an event all the way to actually finishing that event. And that's also not a realistic expectation that I think a lot of people tend to have. You know, when we're looking at what gets us out of bed in the morning, like, yes, we have to have that why and you know, sort of that inner drive and that inner motivation to achieve our goal. But to think that we can be so focused on that goal and have that motivation every single day throughout an entire training plan cycle, I just don't ever see that happening, right? We all have moments of motivation ebbing and flowing. We all have days where we would rather stay in bed than get up and go get that workout done. We all have days where it's a real pain in the ass to have to, you know, put our shoes on and get out the door and, you know, eat the stupid bagel before we head out for a run and do the workout and stuff like that. And yeah, sure. Like, you know, we feel good at the end of it. We're glad we got it done. But to always think that we're going to want to, I just don't think is a realistic expectation. And, you know, we can think about motivation like a kind of flaky friend. You know, it comes and goes. So, you know, you might even be able to think of a person in your life who kind of who is this friend for you. But I'm sure you can imagine a friend who is super fun, super spontaneous. You know, when you get together with this person and you make plans, you have such a good time with them. You know, they're funny, they're charismatic, they just draw people to them, and you have such good memories of the times that you've had with this friend. But you kind of know that they're a bit flaky. You know, they'll make plans with you, but honestly, they're probably going to ghost or maybe bail at the last minute. If this person, this motivation friend, invites you somewhere, you're probably best off maybe inviting another couple of friends to come too, so you don't wind up somewhere completely by yourself or totally bailed on. And, you know, despite the great times that you have together, you just can't always count on them to be there. You know, motivation is the friend who inspires you to sign up for the marathon in the first place, right? Motivation is the friend who tells you that you can achieve anything and you know, gets you to actually click that registration button and commit to these big scary things that you want to do. The same way, you know, motivation might be the friend who gets you to do some kind of crazy adventure when you're on vacation together. Like, it's fun and it's exciting and it's exhilarating. But at the end of the day, that friend is not necessarily going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning with you to put on their shoes and run all those miles right there beside you. A lot of times you're going to find yourself running by yourself. And so while a burst of motivation can have us feeling empowered and inspired and, you know, like we can achieve anything, and it's such a wonderful feeling to have that, ultimately, motivation is not what prepares us to actually run a race. Some things in life need to be dictated by habit. You know, some things in life are a little bit boring, are a little bit mundane, aren't always exciting and spontaneous and different and fun and new. You know, some things in life are just habits, and we have to wake up and we have to go through our day, sometimes doing a lot of these adulting habit sort of things that ultimately are good for us, even though we don't necessarily want to do them. We know that we have to in order to get the result we want. And we can sometimes think about this like brushing our teeth. You know, do we want to brush our teeth? No. Now, we like the feeling of brushed teeth, like everyone likes the feeling of having clean brushed teeth. But that doesn't mean that, like, if you asked me, like, do I want to brush my teeth? The answer is, well, not really. It would be if they invented a, you know, way that you could just have that feeling without actually having to do the brushing, like people would totally do that. Like nobody is going to do the actual brushing and, you know, get a lot out of it. For me, it's also something like cleaning my house. You know, I like to live in a clean house. I want the house to be clean, but do I have to be the one who cleans it? No, absolutely not. However, as an adult who lives in a house that needs to be cleaned, it has to be a habit. And so we want to sometimes, you know, allow ourselves to move away from this idea that we're always going to be inspired and motivated and excited to get out the door and go for a run. And instead, we want to think about movement as a habit, you know, something that we need to do on a regular basis to help us be more consistent, to help us set realistic goals and expectations. And then we aren't going to be so hard on ourselves and kind of come down so hard on ourselves when we aren't perfect. And this is because motivation is very aspirational in nature, right? Part of our why, part of our reason for doing things is because we're envisioning the person that we want to be, right? We set goals for ourselves. We have motivation and sort of a drive to achieve certain things because we're envisioning the person that we want to be, whether that's, you know, us being different in terms of our actions or our behaviors, or, you know, being able to be the person who can say, I'm a marathoner or I'm an ultra runner or something like that, right? It's very aspirational in nature. Unfortunately, though, you know, aspiration and sort of those big picture goals and envisioning that person that we want to become does not translate into day-to-day action steps, right? We need to take those big goals that we have, the big picture things that we want to achieve, and we need to do the work of breaking that down into the little bite-sized pieces, the little bite-sized action chunks that are our day-to-day things that we're going to do that over time build up into becoming our big picture goals. Like all those little day-to-day actions and all those little day-to-day steps translate into achieving our big picture goals. But if we're too focused on that big picture and we're too reliant on the motivation boost and the exhilaration that we get from that initial burst of motivation, we're going to wind up stuck in the middle. We're going to wind up getting started, having that initial burst and that initial success. And then, you know, when we find ourselves kind of stuck and when the going gets a bit tough and it does get a bit mundane, we end up throwing it all out the window because, you know, we're expecting that we're going to feel so motivated all the time. Now, that's sort of the situation for people who find that they are signing up for events. They're really excited to sign up for an event. You know, you find yourself, you know, you can't wait to start this training plan. You can't wait to sign up for this event because you're envisioning yourself at the finish line. You're envisioning the day. You're envisioning the race and how that's going to go. And we want that, right? Like we want to hold on to that vision and kind of keep that front of mind throughout our training cycle. But we also need to recognize that there's always going to be some slogging through in the middle that has to happen. And that's where we have to move away from relying on motivation and instead be able to have the training be just a habit, just something that we do. And if and when we miss a day, the same way, you know, we all occasionally don't clean the house or we all occasionally miss brushing our teeth once in a while, we don't quit, right? We don't stop bothering with cleaning or stop bothering with brushing our teeth and just never do it ever again. Instead, what we do is we just do it later. We do it next time. We do it when we think about it. And we don't just sort of give up on ourselves. And that's what we want to keep front of mind as we move through that training plan. Now, on the other side, on the flip side of that, is what if the answer really is that we need a new focus? And I wanted to talk about this too, because sometimes a lack of motivation is actually a sign that you need to change things up. You know, if you've been the runner that I talked about earlier in this episode, where you've been training for the same distances, maybe doing the same workouts, the same mileage, you know, kind of the same things over and over and over again, maybe you just need a little bit of fresh perspective. Maybe you need to work on training for a new distance, maybe a shorter race, something that allows you the opportunity to try some different types of workouts. Maybe you need to take a little bit of an off season from running and really cut back on your mileage and try some new ways of moving your body. Sign up for a different type of exercise class, take up a new activity, look at maybe trying a new sport for a little while. Because if the problem is burnout, more discipline, more motivation, being harder on yourself, forcing yourself out of bed in the morning, like sort of trying to muscle through and just willpower your way through is not going to help the problem. If we've been stuck in the cycle of doing the same things for far too long and we're feeling bored, we're feeling stale, we're feeling unmotivated because we've just gotten everything we can out of that goal and now it's time to change it up, trying to just power your way through is not going to be helpful. So if you're listening to this episode because you have been feeling a little bit unmotivated, I want you to check in with yourself and you know, see if either of these categories fit for you. Have you been doing back-to-back races with very little rest in between, like little kind of in terms of off-season or rest seasons in between? And what you really need is to switch it up. Or are you the runner who's finding yourself registering for events, feeling really excited in the beginning, and then getting partway through a training plan before you start to fizzle out a little bit? And maybe you're finding that you've had this expectation that you're going to have motivation to sort of carry you right through and you're going to be excited and want to hop out of bed and be that person who, you know, is able to just get out there every single day and enjoy every single workout and stuff like that. And then when that's not the case, you're definitely coming down really hard on yourself and fizzling out in terms of your ability to be consistent with that training plan. So sort of thinking if either of those are resonating with you, it's going to give you an idea of what you might need to adjust in order to move forward. Is it just a mindset shift? And you just maybe need to be thinking about exercise and running and training as less of a thing that's going to always be exciting and new and empowering and something that really just does need to be a consistent habit that we work into our lifestyle? Or is it that you are completely burnt out, you're doing way too much training, and you really just need to give yourself a little bit of a mental break and a mental reset to be able to come back feeling inspired once again? Don't be afraid of losing fitness if you do decide to give yourself a break. Like I said before, every athlete in every other sport has an off season, right? There's always a time when we take a step back from our main sport or our main goals to work on other skills and to work on other types of training get that little bit of a mental reset before the next season. And you as a runner are no different, right? You need a break just like everyone else does. And, you know, we are able to do so many more competitions and sign up for so many more races as runners because there's just no limit on the places that we can go and the things that we can do as runners. But trust me when I say, you know, both your brain and your body will thank you for giving yourself a little bit of break, giving yourself a little bit of space, and making sure that a lack of motivation doesn't turn into a longer term problem of something like burnout and then, of course, overtraining syndrome. So I hope that you found this episode helpful today to think a little bit more about motivation, see motivation in maybe a different way, and determine if when you're feeling unmotivated, what is it that you really need, and how can we get out of feeling unmotivated and continue to move forward towards our goals. If you need help working on your motivation or all things to do with your nutrition and training and recovery strategies as a runner, then I would highly, highly recommend getting some professional assistance and guidance in understanding the specific fueling strategies and training strategies, and of course, recovery strategies that runners need in order to succeed and do their best. One option that I would love to share with you today is my signature online program. It's called the Fuel Train Recover Club, and it is created specifically for runners. I designed this program to be specifically for you, the runner, to help you understand how to nourish your body, how to balance your training with your recovery, and how to get the most out of the hard work that you're putting in so that you can really become the best runner you can be. If you'd like to learn more about the Fuel Train Recover Club and how you can get started literally today in learning everything you need to really reconnect with your love of running, then you can find the details about the program just by clicking on the link in the show notes. And of course, if you have questions, you can reach out to me, info@stephanienatchuk.com. Of course, that is also there on the webpage where you'll find all the details about this online program. And I would absolutely love to have you there, and I would love to help you out. So thank you again for tuning into today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you found it helpful, and I can't wait to see you back here next week. Bye for now. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not to be used or relied upon for the diagnosis or treatment of any health condition. This information does not create a client-practitioner relationship and should not be used as a substitute for professional medical advice.